Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Final hour for us brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day. Braves with a nice clutch win last night. Some fun NBA playoff game results as well. Some not so fun NBA news to get to in just a minute. Also, Grant McCauley going to join us in 20 minutes. Talk some Braves with him as we always do on Wednesdays, and we'll wrap things up at 1:40 with an AMA.
Yeah, I mean the big news is, and we finally got the diagnosis for Steph, which a lot of people kind of figure it's a great one hamstring. He's going to miss game two.
Yeah,
that's usually like 10 or 12. That's like usually 10-12 days.
Yeah.
And it's his first strain of his career, Andy.
Interesting.
Yes, first strain of his career.
Never played hard before, huh?
Never played that hard, I guess. Yeah. By the fact that he runs miles on top of miles on top of miles.
Yeah.
And he's 37 years old.
Perfect physical condition.
Yeah. But first strain.
Yeah, no, he's had a lot of ankle stuff, yes. Obviously. I mean, everybody knows that. Clearly, he's dealing with a thumb right now as well, but it hadn't really affected him all that much. He's still been really productive. But it was weird last night. He kind of, you know, I'm sure you've seen the replay. I'm sure everybody's seen the replay because they kept trying to figure out on TNT, like, exactly when and what happened. Hamstrings are weird, man. Like, you just kind of do one slightly herky-jerky motion, whatever, in the wrong way. It could happen at any time, and that's what it was. It looked like it happened on, like, a floater, maybe?
He scored. And then he kind of grabbed it. And was kind of grabbed that and everything.
And then tried to go a couple more possessions and couldn't and had to come out of the game and didn't return to the game. They were up 10 at the time. By the midway through the third quarter, they were up by 23. Yeah. So you would have thought that would have been the Timberwolves' green light
to get
it together and come back in that game, and it was not. Just kind of looking at the schedule for that series and the timeline for Steph, seems obvious that he'll miss the game on Thursday at Minnesota. Now, they already won game one, so you get a split, you've taken back home court. Saturday seems unlikely with the one-week prognosis, and then Monday they play again, also at home. So can they go 1-2 without him?
They got this weird thing because when's game five? Game five
would be Wednesday.
They don't play again until, I think, Sunday.
That's right.
Because of a WNBA game or something's going to be there, so that could be enough time. But this is what Jimmy can get you one now.
Yeah,
would you include yesterday as the one?
I don't know, because it felt like
Steph, you know what I mean.
I don't know.
Would you?
I think yesterday was going to happen. Just kind of felt like it was going to happen. Like the Wolves just played bad, and again, credit to the Warriors because they play such good defense. But that was just a really weird first half performance from the Wolves, and they tried to chip into it in the second half, but the Warriors were always able to strike back. And sometimes it was Jimmy, sometimes it was it was other guys as well. But I mean, yeah. So say he misses those four games because it's Wednesday now, right? Mm-hmm. So a week. You go 1-3 in those games, like you're still alive.
Still alive.
And then he comes back for game 6 and 7.
And that's he'll be
a tough ask.
That's a tough ask.
That would be at home.
I think Jimmy can get you one.
Okay, so Jimmy gets you one.
Yeah, I think Jimmy gets you one.
Can you sneak one other one?
I don't know, because I don't know what the hell Minnesota's adjustment is going to be to this. And the adjustment I'm talking about is what the hell Ant's going to do.
Yeah, well, I think Ant made the adjustment at halftime.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do to try to make Rudy Gobert matter in the series. Because if they're going to be able to pull him away from the hoop like this, I mean, he can't guard Draymond.
No.
He's not going to be able to have him guard Draymond. And then for whatever reason, they just weren't doing anything with him on offense last night. I know he's not a great offensive player, but you can get the ball down to him and try to, because the size-wise.
Yes, he's bigger than everybody.
They have the same advantage over them as they had over the Lakers, and he exploited them. Like, the best game of his entire life was that game 5 against the Lakers. So they got to find a way to make him matter in the series. Like, the Warriors completely took him out of the game yesterday.
Yeah.
The Timberwolves can't let that happen. Yeah. Good plan.
Yeah,
now you got to come up with a plan to get him involved.
But how do you do that? You're gonna have to sacrifice something.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to sacrifice something. Like I'm sagging off Dre.
Yeah,
he won't shoot like that again.
Yeah,
you dare him to shoot like that again,
or let Julius Randle guard him.
Yeah,
like Julius Randle guarded LeBron.
He did, but then who you gonna put Rudy on?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The rim. I know that's the thing that the Warriors, that their starting lineup last night is a small lineup.
Yes.
Like, because they went with Steph, Podziemski, Draymond, Jimmy, and was it Buddy Hield mm-hmm. in the starting lineup last night too? So
that's what I'm saying. Like, who do you put him on? You just got to put him on Dre and just let Dre shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. That's basically what it is. Like, Draymond Green scored 16 points in the first half yesterday.
Yeah.
Pretty good chance that won't happen again.
And then, you know, if he's trying to take me off the dribble, all I'm going to do is keep backing up.
Because
Dre ain't got no floater. I seen Dre's floater.
Now, guys like Draymond don't have floaters.
Yeah, I saw his floater. It ain't that good.
Floaters are for finesse guards and Isaiah Hartenstein.
Yeah.
Those are who floaters are for.
With the lefty.
Draymond doesn't have – he's got too much pride to have a floater.
There's your pride.
I was a big floater guy. I don't want any contact. I don't want to get fouled.
Yeah.
Floater and threes.
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. It's how you keep Rudy on the floor.
Yeah, but right, exactly. But then you also have to find a way, if Rudy's going to be on the floor and they're going to try to take him out and exploit him on defense, then make the Warriors pay for that on the other side of the floor.
Right.
Rudy's 7'3".
Yes.
You know? Like, they don't have anybody. And again, I know he doesn't have, like, post moves or really offensive game.
He didn't have post moves to grab 24 damn rebounds against the Lakers.
All you got to do is catch it high and turn around.
Yeah.
You know? And, what were his numbers last night? What did Rudy? 9 and 11. Can't do that. Got to be better than that. Not only played 26 minutes, but yeah, that's not good. But that's the news. Steph Curry is going to be out for about a week. That game was unexpectedly lopsided in the Warriors' favor. Pacers go up 2-0 last night too. Cavs completely fell apart in the fourth quarter of that game. And both those series now have the symptoms of things in the playoffs that I hate. I hate when this happens. I hate when really good teams have good players hurt. It just makes it less fun.
Because the same thing happened last year.
But trying to figure out how you deal with Steph being out for 3 games sucks. That's not a fun conversation.
I think they were probably going to beat the Knicks anyways last year, but damn, Indiana got lucky at damn again.
Sure.
You know, because we know about the injuries with the Knicks last year. But that's just that ain't their fault. You
no,
can take a business.
No, it's not anybody's fault. Like, I'm not trying to take anything away, but it sucks for us.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you wanna see
I want to watch Steph play against Ant.
Yes, yes.
I want to watch Mobley and Garland play against the Pacers. Like, if the Pacers make the Eastern Conference Finals for 2 years in a row because guys get hurt, great for them.
Right.
Bad for us.
Yeah.
I want to watch stars play.
But right now, you know.
Stars aren't playing.
We talked about the star for Cleveland. He almost got him that one game because they were up to it. They were up big. And they had it rolling and everything. And then it kind of seemed like, Indiana was like, well, we got the one. But for some reason, Cleveland let him back in the game.
It's funny how much this is swinging. This has been true. But, like, obviously it was more glaring than ever on Monday night with the Celtics missing 45 threes. Cavs stopped making threes.
Mm-hmm.
They kept taking them. Stop making them. I mean, that's really, like, I don't know what – I'm sure there's a stat on this that someone would have. But, like, you go look at who wins the three-point shooting battle in these playoff games, they win the game.
Yep. And that's what
– Pretty much.
And that's what the Celtics are banking – the Celtics are banking on tonight. We're going to make them. Because they're not going to change who they are to buy the Celtics.
No, Celtics might shoot 63s again tonight.
They just banking on
but they'll probably make 22 of them.
Yeah, we're banking on we're going to make them.
Mm-hmm.
We're banking on we're going to make it. And New York's like, well, you know what? Let's wait and see. If we got to concede, we will. But let's just wait and see if they're going to allow us to be in this game and let Jalen Brunson get to the fourth quarter with a with a 10-point deficit and watch him bring us back. Mm-hmm. That's what they do.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day briefly, and we'll get to Grant McCauley in about 10 minutes. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Verdugo out at second base, and they're going to go ahead and put Austin Riley on here to start the bottom of the 10th.
That's going to make the Big Bear angry.
Liar! Ooh. It's fair! Verdugo's going to come home, and the Big Bear is the big hero tonight!
Base open, I understand the intention to walk, but that is a tough guy to come in that situation to try and get out, and they made him pay.
Yeah,
look, I mean, I don't know. It's 6-1, half a dozen the other. I don't want to face Austin Riley either, as hot as he's been. They decide to walk him to get forces at all three bases, and Ozuna makes him pay.
Yeah, I mean,
Braves win.
When I saw the walk, I was like, oh, okay. That motivation, baby. Like, if you're walking to get to Matt Olson.
Right.
Or somebody like that. But, right. I mean, hell of a play by him. We talked earlier already, hell of a play by Michael Harris, who needed that, you know, for the clutch hit right there. Not the Braves' fault that you got a fielding error that was not called an error on the second baseman and the outfielder, but they went in there and scored. I love the aggressiveness from Tui at the corner. Because it was getting kind of boring and stagnant. And maybe even the players like falling asleep like, damn.
Yeah.
This is a boring ass damn game. We got to make something happen.
They got it going.
Juice going. Chris Sale was unbelievable yesterday. I know he didn't get out of the six, but, I mean, he was just – this dude was throwing gas. And you were talking about that about his was it splitter?
Slider.
Slider, thank you. Talking about his slider and everything like that, because that was such a big part of what he did last year when he won the Cy Young Award. But, yeah, I was impressed by it. It was like 97, 98. Like,
yeah.
He was going to get it.
Yeah. It looks like the first month of the season or so, he needed to ramp up that velocity. Because that was kind of the
issue.
The issue early was, man, his fastball is kind of sitting around 93. That's weird for Chris Sale, 92, 93. And it's worked its way back up, like you said, to where it was last year, and then he can build off that. He's throwing the slider more, too, because he can set guys up with that fastball. Two straight starts with double-digit strikeouts. Now, for whatever reason, when he pitches like that, the Braves don't like to score.
No.
They like to...
Oh, we got him. Let's just get two.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, let's get one.
One run's going to win. Yeah. Last night was the first game the Braves won all year where they scored less than four runs.
That's crazy.
They were 0-14 in games where they scored less than four runs, and 15-4 in games where they scored more, or 16-4. Yeah, now they're 1-14.
So, love it.
Yeah, just score more than that tonight. Now, Hunter Green is on the mound for the Reds. Hunter Green throws 104 miles an hour.
I mean,
or he has.
That means he gets out the park faster.
I guess. He's coming off a 6-inning, 12 strikeout performance. He's fourth in the National League in strikeouts. He's good.
Yeah.
But you got Grant Holmes on the mound.
And he's
he's also good.
Yeah, plus he's better.
He's not bad.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Better, but yeah. That's all right.
I'm Kenny Powers.
He does kind of look like Kenny Powers, so we do have that going for us. All right, Grant McCauley is going to join us coming up next. We'll talk some Braves baseball with him after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
that's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.